magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday. Oh, I almost was going to say December.
It's January 3rd,
2018. I'll get that right. I think we both have maybe slept a little more since yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends. I think you would call it we are a bit slap happy or I don't know. I think in a great mood in light of the fact that we are so excited to see what God's going to do with this radio ministry, with our own lives, with our families, with our interests, with the different things we're involved in. And I know I highlighted yesterday, I won't rehash everything we said, but we're excited about the new newsletter that will be going out to all those that contacted us in 2017 and gave a donation, whether it was a PayPal or through their credit card or automatic giving or just wrote in the old-fashioned way and sent in a check. But all of you will be receiving a newsletter with 8 God sightings in probably a couple weeks. Usually when Karen finishes printing out the hundreds of donation letters, then I hand sign them all, write a little note, and then enclose this newsletter. It will take us probably a week or two to get that all together in the coming days, but we're excited to get that out. And then the It's a Wonderful Life CD that's in the process of being printed and burned, as they call it, all those CDs. We'll have those ready for many of you that requested them or still want to request them by sending in a donation, realizing that the shipping and handling cost is about $4 or $5, and then any kind of donation would help offset the expense of putting this together. And we'll hopefully have them here at the Great News Radio Center and probably within two or so weeks by the time they ship them and get them over here. But really nice layout. Jason Schiffel worked on the CD cover.
He's
and
good at that.
The good text and the almost 50 local cast members and those of you that were tuned in. I'm thinking, Marianne, there were some that maybe vacationed Christmas week and didn't get to hear the debut broadcast on that Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or how last week, gosh, was it just last week that I...
The whole year, Mark.
Yeah, it was last, sometime last year when I broke it into 5 parts. And for some people, that was a bit frustrating because they wanted to hear the whole thing.
I know.
But I had committed to that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday airing it in its entirety. It's basically about an hour and 17-minute production. And then I had special readings by Kathleen Jennings last week. But we may air it again. We'll see in its entirety, maybe in the coming days.
Oh, let's air it every week.
Sorry. Every Friday.
I have a question for you.
A question mark?
Yes, a question mark. Wow. You haven't done that in a long time. You use this word, God sightings, a lot. And is that original word? I mean, you use it a lot, and I love it. It always is like feels energizing. And
I don't know if I ever heard anyone else use it, but it kind of came the natural thing. It's a lot of times I'll say, I'll pray you up.
Yeah, you do.
And
I like that, too.
That, I think, was mine. But I don't know if I derived that from hearing it from somebody else. But that's kind of something that I've always said. And
yeah, you say that to like when people are doing something. You say, we'll pray you up.
Yeah.
And I think you do, Mark.
Yeah, sometimes people are like, what's that mean?
No, it's kind of explanatory.
And then like another one that I've used a lot, you know, where God's orchestrating something. And I'm sure other people have said that too. But I think that and the God sightings.
I love that, though, God sightings.
Seem to be something that I've always thought about and pondered. And, you know, I've always loved this radio ministry because God has placed me kind of on the edge of, I don't know if you'd call it supernatural things, where he's at work. And there's that tension of stepping out in faith and trusting in him, and yet the tension of, I don't know if it's fear or trepidation or like, Lord, how's this all going to work?
Yeah.
Because in our strength or our abilities, we can't do it. It's overwhelming. And so I like to be in that tension where you kind of feel inadequate and yet expectant. And so then God gets the glory because it's not because we could pull it all together. And so this newsletter kind of highlights 8 different areas where we see God at work and him at work doing and using us and using this ministry and using the volunteers and the resources that have come in, because it all kind of exists and helps and goes hand in hand with each other. But it seems like he continues to do new things and new works. Even this newspaper, just 3 months old from our aspect, it's been around since 1990. But okay, Lord, how will you use it? Can you raise up the staff? Okay, you've done that, and now we're getting feedback on people that love it. And I had another retirement center up near Cisna Park saying, oh, please drop them off here. And we have this other location, and our people love listening to Great News Radio, and this will be a good fit. And there's been other people that have picked it up and said, I really enjoy this. It's a free newspaper that has a lot of great content, and it's encouraging. And, you know,
well, we've got some supporters in Cisna Park, and that Montana man, Mark Kluger.
Mark. You want to see something? Let me see if I still have it here.
Oh, we're wrestling around here.
Oh, okay. Wait. This bears. Okay. Describe this and then read it. I'm sure I have permission to read this because he knows. He has some fun things, but describe the outside of this envelope.
Okay. Well, I like him. I like his envelopes and everything. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. This is from MK. And with a zip code, with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 stamps.
And they're all over the envelope. This is a business-size envelope, number 10. And they're all like 4-cent stamps from the 70s.
Oh, my goodness. They're amazing stamps. Yeah. Arctic Explorations 1909. You shouldn't throw this away at all.
Oh, no. I save those. In fact, he must have had a stamp collection and got thousands of these stamps back in the 60s or 70s. Because that's when I used to collect stamps.
You collected stamps?
Oh, yeah. I still have my
stamps.
We are
so off track with reading the paper. Yes. But anyway, and on the back it says, the old man is gone and the kids are running the weather. That's cute.
He's funny.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay, you're going to like this. In fact, I was going to photocopy this with my phone, take a picture.
Okay, I'm reading this cold. I don't know what this says.
Send it to the theater troupe.
Okay. Hi, Mark. Just a few lines.
Now, you're starting way up here?
Yeah, December 26th, 2017.
Okay.
P.M. Hi, Mark. Just a few lines to say I listened to all three broadcasts of the radio play Wonderful Life and give the cast and crew a big thumbs up.
That's excellent. I want to send that out to all the cast.
On the great job / performance. I have to confess, I've never seen the movie. Oh, come on. Anyway, I still like it. But would like to pick up 2 of the CDs when they are available in a few weeks, etc. Love the song Whispering Hope. Oh, I did too, Mark.
Yeah.
It reminded me of an old Civil War song, etc. Really? Wow. Oh, that gal who sang it, Tammy Renee Harris, sure has a set of pipes on her. Wow. That's great. Her voice is smooth as glass. He can write, by the way.
Yeah.
I've read some of his travel things. He really has.
Hey, maybe he can be a content contributor.
I thought about it. I have already thought about it. Could listen to her all day long. Try playing her voice more if you can. I agree with that, actually.
Yeah, in fact, I have a few CDs of hers. I was supposed to try to fit her in for an interview at some point, and things got crazy at the end of December, so sometime we'll have her on.
Again, congrats on the production. You hit the bullseye.
Woo-hoo.
See you there or in the air. Mark Kluger, P.S.
Now, see you there or in the air. Some that might get lost on some of my international students or some that, like, what do you mean see you in the air? That's like with the rapture going on.
Oh, the rapture.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not on the air like we are right now.
Oh, did you say on the air or in the air?
Air.
Yeah, in the air is
it
we're raptured up.
Yeah.
I believe so.
I'm sure that's what he means. P.S. Still got stamps just for you, buddy.
Yep. The last 2 times he's written, he just had regular stamps. And I was like, where are all those stamps?
You said that to him.
Yeah.
Where are all those stamps?
So he must be saving some.
Still got stamps just for you, buddy. That's the P.S. And now here, he has interesting stationery because, like I say, he's been to like all these places because I read his stuff, Montana, everywhere, lots of places, Dakotas. This paper says cows were our universe, and it's this picture of a cowboy, like, dude, what they don't herd cows, what do they do, run cows, or you know, they do something.
And I'm nodding my head.
Oh dear, I was
raised
in
Africa.
Yeah,
he had these little attachments. I can't really read that one.
We are not reading the paper.
Yeah, guy pictured on a horse.
C.M. Russell, he's famous. He is famous.
I didn't totally get this. He has a little cartoon in there, unless it's the backside.
Well, don't take it back. It's for the paper.
I was reading this side, and I didn't even get the joke there, but he has one, and he has... What?
Oh, it's a little kid fixing a car, and it's it's something about ping pong. Here's for you.
Oh, that's it. His verbal skills are developing, but his motor skills are very advanced.
Oh, dear.
And so's a little kid with a wrench.
I think he's pushing at you.
Mark, ping pong?
I was looking
at this joke, and I guess it got cut off. That's why I couldn't figure out what the point was in the joke.
Okay, that's the
other side
of the paper.
Okay, I get it. Okay, speaking of paper.
Thanks, Montana man. Okay.
Montana Mark.
Oh,
okay, yesterday.
It was Montana man.
It probably is, but I'm calling him. His name is Mark.
Okay.
But yesterday, what were we going to talk about? Davy Crockett, or were we going to read your story?
Which one do you want? You want to read about Papa Dale's? Or, I'll tell you what, we'll read about Davy Crockett.
Well, I'm kind of hungry right now.
All right, we'll read about Papa Dale's.
And I'm on page number 6 of the Prime Life Times. Find out more at primelifetimes.com or stop by over 100 area locations. And that's growing. I think we added 5 or 6 2 weeks ago. And so I'm thinking of a few new locations this week to add our Prime Lifetime stand to. I think we have, 20 stands coming next week, and I ordered another 30. And these are the Red Baron.
That's the color of it. Yeah.
So
Red Baron?
Yeah.
Like the Red Baron? The Snoopy?
Yeah, yes.
Was Snoopy the Red Baron? I've got it wrong.
Yeah.
He went after the Red Baron.
Yeah, he's the
ace. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
got that right.
Wow. Sorry, World War II. That didn't mean to get that all messed up. Or World War I. I'm digging a hole deeper every second. Okay.
Better you than me.
Yeah.
People and places.
All right. Delicious destinations.
And you thought of Papa Dale's because of what you had known as a legacy that he has locally here and how he's been engaged with the community for a number of years and great tasting pizza.
You bet.
And you said you think there's a really good story because I said, are you sure you want to go with pizza? We had a really nice,
fancy upscale restaurant
last week, and now we're going to downgrade to pizza. But you said, no, Mark, there's a really
neat
story. Right, exactly. So.
All right, I'll read it.
Okay.
The one and only Papa Dale's.
By?
Marianne Simpkins.
That's yours truly.
Yes, it is. That's my new last name, old last name. It's like the new hero, old hero, David Crockett. Anyway, the words of United States astronaut Mike Hopkins probably sum it up best. Pops, see if you can figure out how to deliver to the space station.
Mm-hmm.
Like numbers of alumni before and after him, along with hundreds of current and former residents of Champaign-Urbana, Mike's words echo the sentiments of many, including me. I long ago lost count of how many fabulous pizzas I've ordered from Papa Dale's.
Mm-hmm.
Watching my son-in-law come up the steps the other day carrying our latest round of pizzas let me know that tradition is alive and well and in good hands. The Pops that astronaut Mike was referring to is Robert Monte, founder and owner of Papa Dale's Pizza Factory, located at 1201 South Neal Street in Champaign.
That's 1201 South Neal Street in Champaign.
You know what? Sorry. You would be really good on the radio.
Yeah.
They do that. Come on down. Okay.
But wait, there's more. There's the 24,000 square foot building. Oh, no, that's your line.
Yeah, I think so. But that's still, that worked. The 24,000, everybody's going to know it's 24,000 square foot building has seating for 540 and has 54 flat screen televisions.
Wow.
Yeah. Upstairs are rooms for parties or banquets. There are 5 kitchens, which I thoroughly enjoyed touring.
Hmm.
Pops was working 2 jobs to get through school.
Wait, pause a minute here where I'm interjecting. 5 kitchens?
Oh, yeah.
Most people would think with a restaurant, you have 1 kitchen.
Oh, it was fantastic, Mark. It was fantastic. There's the cold kitchen with, like, salad stuff and so forth. There's the dough pizza-making kitchen.
Oh.
There's the cooking. There are so many kitchens, and there's huge ovens. I mean, huge ovens. Cook, like, 100 pizzas, you know?
Wow.
Oh, it was awesome. I loved it.
Hmm.
Pops was working 2 jobs to get through school at UIUC when he realized that he just couldn't visualize himself as a teacher. However, when he saw a pizza place for rent on Wright and Healy in Urbana, his direction was set. The store opened on homecoming night, October 24, 1970. The immediate, huge success on that very first day was almost overwhelming. The line of people extended out the door. He later had stores in other locations, but then consolidated everything to open a store on Neal Street on March 7, 2016. Pops comes by pizza making naturally. In 1926, his grandfather, Lodovico Monti...
Can you say that again?
I don't think so. Opened an Italian... I did really good at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I liked it.
Opened an Italian restaurant on the west side of Chicago. The day came, as it did for numerous others, that Lodovico couldn't pay the protection fee to Al Capone's mafia, and he closed the restaurant. Robert's father, Henry Monte, and his name was Enrico, they shortened it to Henry, bought a restaurant in Lombard, and Pops worked in his dad's pizza restaurant.
Boy, just that reference to Al Capone and those unfamiliar with the gangs and the situation in Chicagoland and during that time in the 20s and 30s.
My dad at that point was selling newspapers on a street corner, and the mafia tried to get him, too.
Hmm.
Okay.
Lest we digress somewhat.
Yes, Pops has been in the pizza business for 57 years, the first 10 in his dad's pizza business and 47 in his own business. Mm. Pops developed the style of Pappardelle's pizzas himself. All items are made of high-quality ingredients, including homemade sauces and doughs and sausage made just for them. There's even a gluten-free option. That's very popular now. I just said that.
Not so popular for me.
No, it's very... Oh, yeah. Every week, frozen pizzas are shipped around the country. That's amazing. So many. The current location on Neal Street is a registered historic landmark with the city of Champaign. Once the old Coca-Cola plant, the solid brick building is Art Deco. Beautiful pillars, banister, and an original...
Do you say
ceiling.
Art Deco or Art Deco?
I said Art Deco, but I think you're right. It's
well,
Art
just,
Deco.
That's when I hear it. That's what I hear people
we
say.
We need a lot of tutoring and coaching. Anyway, Art Deco. Let's go with that. It sounds more sophisticated. The floors are hard rock maple. The upstairs restroom walls are made of imported porcelain from Italy. Architect Ketty Hudson and Associates of Monticello handled the restoration and renovation.
Mm-hmm.
My dinner partner and I ordered an Italian salad that was very fresh, along with stuffed mushrooms and garlic donuts that were quite tasty. Our deep dish pizza was as magnificent as ever.
And I can appreciate that deep dish pizza, but garlic donuts? I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, they're not really donuts. It's like a little garlic bread, but it's kind of like a center of a donut.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's okay. Good. Pops knows part of his success is because he's a hands-on owner. Though the restaurant takes up the majority of his time, he does enjoy fishing and is a big Illini fan. Mm. While my dinner partner and I were enjoying our wonderful meal, he stopped by our table and said he was on his way to watch the Illini play. Pops has 4 children, 3 of whom work at Pappardelle's in various positions. Pops has been to Italy 7 times and hopes to return. The area where his grandfather was from and where his great-grandparents are buried is an area with rows of Lombardy pines, rolling hills, cheesemakers, sheep pastures, poppy fields, and farms. And, he says, great food.
Mm-hmm.
Pappardelle's sent pizzas to Air Force One during the Clinton administration. Now, how many places can say that?
Mm-hmm.
They have fed the Baryshnikov Ballet and Garth Brooks and Entourage, and they've delivered food to Frank Sinatra and Jefferson Airplane, to name just a few famous customers.
Now they can include Marianne Simpkins to that list.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to
have editor-in-chief of the Prime Life Times.
Yeah, and you. We can be added. Okay.
The address here is 112 Lincoln Square, in case our buddy Pops wants to deliver a nice deep dish cheese and sausage, please.
Yes. Okay. They start calling him that in college, all of his friends, because of his pizza knowledge, you know, and his Italian background. They start calling him Pops. And then Pappardelle's. Okay. They fed lots of athletic teams that came to play the Illini. They fed the 64 Rose Bowl team reunion with Dick Butkus. That's a very famous Rose Bowl team.
Sure.
And pizzas still ship out to coaches Ditka and Butkus. So here's my suggestion to one and all. Start this year off right and order a Pappardelle's pizza. Maybe tonight.
Mm.
40 plus years and counting, there's no pizza quite like it.
Mary Ann Simpkins, Prime Lifetime's editor, but even more, editor-in-chief. Also author of Memories of an African Son, which we'll have to get back to reading some of those excerpts. Been beloved by our listeners, and I enjoy it so very much.
Thank you.
Available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and you can contact Mary Ann at marianne@primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. Maybe you're a content contributor, and you want to learn more, there is information on our website under the content contributor tab.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to find out a location where you can pick up your free edition of the Prime Lifetimes, that's also at our website, primelifetimes.com.
Mark, we're not going to have time to read Davy Crockett. I really want to read Davy Crockett.
Yeah. How
King
are
of the
we
Wild
do
Frontier.
That? Let's see. Tomorrow we have Joey Kroll in. Friday it's Jason and I. So I think next Monday or Tuesday
Wednesday
we'll...
We have to.
Yeah, Davy Crockett. We might talk about the geography quiz and some of the other four steps to a healthier you in this new year. And, oh, gosh, the Wordsmith Workshop.
And you have an article in here.
Yes, that's my first. That's my debut article. And a great photo.
Oh,
the article.
It's wonderful.
The photo's great.
Oh, I know. It's an awesome photo.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read number just really fast. Number one of the geography quiz, just to get people interested. Number one. If you were to go straight south from Detroit, Michigan, what is the first foreign country you would come to? Now, just think about that until we get back to the paper
answers
next week.
Answers on page 74. So we don't leave you wondering for a whole nother month.
You can get
we
the paper
We have the answers right
up.
There, along with the crossword puzzle and Sudoku. You know, those answers are right here on the back. There's the answers to the geography
along with
quiz.
Laughing Matters, why are pirates so mean? I don't know. They just are.
I did that one to Esther, and she
did
didn't
you?
Get
well,
it.
No,
yeah,
yeah,
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. We
you have to be over 50.
So if you have some good... Oh, and then what about Kelly?
That.
Nice spin. If he sticks the landing, he's headed to the Olympics. Oh,
that's
what
a
are
cartoon
we talking
he's
about?
Reading. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a very good one. So find out more at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. And maybe you want to subscribe to it so it's mailed right to your doorstep or your post office box or to wherever you want it mailed. Maybe you want to subscribe a friend and give it to him as a birthday gift or a belated Christmas gift. You can register right at PrimeLifetimes.com. You'll see the subscription tab, and then you can just fill out the little form, and you can either pay online or mail in a check. So that's PrimeLifetimes.com. We just appreciate how God has gifted this ministry with this newspaper. It's had a legacy for this 27 years, since 1990, when it was founded by Bill and Phyllis Gingold, and they donated it to us about 4 months ago.
It's like historical. You know, that's a long time for, a paper like this. I like it. That's great.
It's informative, it's engaging, and it's positive for the 50-plus lifestyles. But they did a survey some years ago and found out that a number of 30- and 40-year-olds were reading about it to find out what their parents' or grandparents' needs were. And we're going to continue to have active and interesting and informative and positive articles and content and games and stories, and we'll highlight some. But there's so much to this paper now, 24 pages. It'll take you a while. It'll take you all month to read it. It's a monthly newspaper, but it's free of charge at many area locations. Find the destination closest to you at primelifetimes.com.
Now, I just love the newspaper, but I just want to shift and say, back to Montana Man.
Okay,
so,
Montana
I know,
Man.
You, what do you call him, Montana Mark or something?
Yeah.
I call him Montana Man. Anyway, I just agree with him. We've got to get that song on the air, Whispering Hope, many times.
We'll do that.
I loved it.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
God bless.